All right, Christina Shaver, independent filmmaker. Give us kind of an update of you're in the Quad Cities at the Center for Living Arts in Rock Island on a Saturday afternoon. Just tell us a little, the second screening, tell your reaction to today.
Yeah, it was really great. It's another private screening that we did today just for some folks, friends of the film, and really excited to have it in Rock Island and give people another chance to watch it. Really still well received by the audience. Very, very happy with how it turned out.
What did you think of this kind of historic venue in Rock Island that you played at today? Pretty neat setup.
This is a really great building. It used to be a movie theater, as far as I know, and it now is a theater that they do live performances in. I think it's mostly children's performances now, if I understand correctly. And it's a really great space. Lovely for this film. And what was really nice is they actually rented a screen for us today, because they don't normally screen films here anymore. So really, really nice of them to do that so that we could be here.
So what is the process now? You had the first screening in June, second screening here in August. What's kind of the next steps for you?
So we've got the film submitted to several film festivals, and that's kind of our next step, is to kind of figure out which film festivals do we get into, can we screen it at. We really want to take it around the country, and just trying to figure out where does this film play well. We kind of have an idea, but we will have to test the market and see where it plays best. I also thankfully and very happily have a distribution deal that was given to me for an entertainment company. So we will then be able to have it on streaming after our film festival run. So that's exciting too.
So that will be, what's timeline for that normally?
Usually it's about a year. Usually do film festivals for about a year. We have about 2 years on the music licensing agreement to be able to do film festivals. But I think we'll do it for about a year and then put it on streaming after that.
So I'm just curious, compare and contrast the reaction from the locals to reaction from everybody else.
I mean, this movie really was made for Alito, and the people from Alito love it. They really love it, and that's really gratifying. And the people who really aren't familiar with Alito like it for different reasons. They really like the comedic aspect to it, and they think it's really funny. They love the characters. And I think there are many people that can relate to small towns, just because you're the people that we've shown this to in bigger areas, friends and family. Even if they may not know Alito, they can relate to being from a small town and moving to a bigger place, moving in general, friendships, lots of major themes.
So I'm just curious, the reaction you've heard. So I'm just curious, reaction outside of Alito people. What are some of the things you've heard from, I guess, the industry, they say?
Ah, I got it, from the industry. We're still waiting to hear. So we actually haven't heard much yet from the industry people yet. We'll start to know more once we get into festivals, because that's when people will start sending us notes they've watched it, etc. We won't really know that until we start getting to the fests.
All right. Anything else you need to mention about kind of the process right now in regards to this film? And then I want to change directions and ask you about the current project you're working on in Alito.
Right now we could just use a lot of luck, because it's really competitive out there to make movies, and getting into these festivals is really hard. So that's kind of the next hurdle, is where do we go from here in terms of the festival? So.
All right. So you're working on another project in Alito, and I saw the film crew out with the art students that are doing work in Central Park. So what, again, for our listening audience, tell us what project you're working on, the subject matter. It's more of a documentary.
Yes, this is a documentary. It's about an artist, Gertrude Abercrombie, who lived in Alito when she was young, maybe between the ages of 5 and 10, and visited quite frequently her family there. And she really used the landscapes, the rural landscapes, in her paintings, and really heavily influenced by Alito. So we're filming with the students this fall, and we'll be in town for about a week to do that. So it'll be great.
Now, the backstory with her, her artwork made a lot of money since her passing, right? That's one of the interesting parts of the story.
Yes, she was selling her art in Chicago at the Hyde Park Art Fest for $50 a painting. And in the past, last year, September 2022, she sold her paintings for $2.2 million at auction. incredible. And it's just an interesting story about, you know, the value of art and why paintings go up in value, those types of things. She's no longer living. She was she died in 1977, and so it's just also interesting tracing the history of a person who's no longer with us, because it's like tracking down people who knew her and long lost, you know, friends. So it's been really interesting to go track it all.
So what's the timeline for finishing that project?
Every time we shoot something, there's something else that comes up in the interviews that we need to shoot more. Documentaries take a long time to make, and I honestly can't see the finish line yet on production. I don't know when that'll be. Maybe another year.